Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Welcome to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay. We're over here jamming out this morning. We're all a little amped up and wired up, I think, from Cinco de Mayo yesterday. It's got the little lingering side effects.
Yes.
But welcome to today's episode. We're so excited to be here. It's your girl, Jazz, and
Shantae, aka the Pikachu of the group.
What? Pikachu of the group.
What does everybody, that even mean?
Everybody wanted Pikachu, and he was rare. Baby.
Okay.
Rare.
Like a $2 bill?
Like a $2 bill. Hey, shout out 2 Chainz.
All right. And on that note, Tay, let's get into our weekly recaps.
I knew I was going to get you again. You were like, you got to just come ready with a backup name.
I'm not. I'm okay for right now. I completely just like forgot that that was a thing that you were doing. All right, Tay, let the listeners know what you've been up to this last week.
So I've had a pretty fun week again. Outside is open here, so there's a ton of things to do. Friday, I went to a restaurant called Mary Mac's Tea Room, which it's actually been around for like 76 years. And it's real quaint. It's got like a quaint vibe to it, kind of like banquet style. Super old, like they haven't really changed much in the 76 years that it's been open. But the food was amazing. I had catfish, mac and cheese, and collard greens, which that's a standard for me, and it was real good. Like everything was really, really good. And then Saturday I went to this place called the Painted Duck in Midtown. Sorry, I put a lot for my Saturday because I actually really did a lot. Like
it was a busy day.
Yeah, I gave Josie a bath. She needed it super bad. I worked out and then I went out to the Painted Duck, which is in Midtown Atlanta. It's like this, I don't know how to explain it. I'm going with the word swanky. It's like a bowling alley, but it's not regular bowling. It's like miniature bowling. And then they've also got a bunch of activities that you can do. So like air hockey? Air hockey. They had basketball. Then they had like a bunch of other games that I don't know the names to, but they were a lot of fun too.
So it's like an arcade?
There was a bar. Yeah, but it's for adults. So it's 21 up.
Yeah. Like a Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, but swankier, like
nicer.
It's a lot nicer. Yeah, it kind of gave speakeasy vibes, but
something that they'd probably have in Bellevue out here.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what I could liken it to out there, but there's nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. But it was a lot of fun. I broke out into a sweat. I you know, shot the basketball and was like, my form is terrible, and then it got better. And then after that we went
to Klay Thompson
cafe.
To show up.
No.
You sure? You don't need Klay Thompson to show up to help you?
No, I would have embarrassed myself. I would have been like, oh gosh. If Klay Thompson showed up, I would have just stood there and yeah.
Like, you know what? How about you just take over? Yeah. You right. just start shooting hoops.
Go ahead.
I'll just stare at you in awe. And then we went and we did hookah. We went to a hookah bar in downtown, which a thing about Atlanta to know is that hookah is like pretty much an all the time activity. So like really, no matter where you go, if you go out at night, they'll probably have hookah there for you to enjoy. And that was a lot of fun. So I had a really great weekend. And then yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. So you know, I went
hey.
Out.
Cinco de Drinko.
Yes.
Oh my God, you know what is so funny about
that? That was amazing.
Thanks.
So I saw this video on the internet the other day of this guy who, like, I guess was dating a Hispanic woman, and they do that. That's like a sound, like a little yell that they like practice. And he was so proud to show her parents. Aww. His, yes, he's like, he's been practicing it. And it sounded actually pretty dang good.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the parents were there like, okay, he's all right.
Yeah, so we went out to this place called El Agave last night, and I had a Corona Rita, which was lethal. It was huge. And I
did not think the beer Corona. I immediately related it to like coronavirus. What is happening? I'm so sorry.
You've been stuck inside too long.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yikes. That's,
yeah, it was really good though. It was huge. And then I also had like 3 shots of Don Julio tequila. So like it was a really awesome night. And they had a DJ there. So Ooh. Like he was playing all the tunes. He was playing Spanish music. He was playing hip hop. He was playing like 70s disco. He even played some Snoop Dogg at one point. And I was like, West Coast. But yeah, it was a vibe. It was low-key like being at the club at a restaurant.
Tell me, I saw something about how people kept ordering wings at this Mexican restaurant.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So the table behind us had like, it was a lot of people, but like they legit ordered wings. Like they ordered, I don't remember them ordering anything else but wings.
What did they look like? Did they look like Mexican food type of wings, or like were they just like buffalo wings?
They look like regular buffalo wings to me.
Man.
They looked like barbecue wings to me, but who knows? That's all I'm saying. Like, why do you go to a Mexican restaurant and get wings? Again,
well, that's like going to like an Italian place and ordering a cheeseburger.
That's yes. what I mean. Okay. Like, they so always have like an American menu, and it's like, why am I here?
Right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, not to hate, but there is some kind of culture out here where like wings is like
a staple
to eat. Yeah.
I can't wait. I would love it. I would love it there. I would love it there.
What did you do, Jazz?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So I literally have down in my notes that I can't even remember what I did last Friday night. I really can't. I'm still thinking about it. I was like, maybe by now it'll come to me, but no. Friday had literally like escaped me. I really don't know what happened there. But Saturday I practiced self-care, you guys. You know, I showered, I did my hair, did my makeup, took some pictures, you know, I got cute. I tried this new like teeth whitening thing, you know, my teeth are over here shining and glowing. I don't know if you guys can tell. But it was very nice, you know, like I felt really good. It was nice to kind of just pamper, take care of myself. And then I had a really good night at work.
No, hang on. Good for you. People need to do that. People need to take care of themselves. Good for you. Seriously.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, self-care comes in many different forms. Mm-hmm. It looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. But for me, it felt really, really nice to be able to do that. Then Sunday, you guys, I had brunch. I went to Portage Bay over in South Lake Union. Yes. I had this Dungeness crab grilled cheese. It was magnifique. Wow. Yes. So here's the gag. They close at 2. We got there at 1:30. So we only were able to get through one pitcher of mimosas. So,
bummer.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible.
It's on okay. to the next place.
I know, right. We did go to Flatstick and I had a couple ciders, so definitely made up for it. But it was nice. You know, it was a beautiful day out here last Sunday. And then we walked to Flatstick from Portage Bay. So that was a nice little walk outside. And I got to wear my sunglasses. I was feeling like a cool cat. It was a good time. It was great. And then this month is, you know, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. So we're celebrating that at work pretty heavily. We have a lot of Asian Americans at my job. And so every Wednesday we're like hosting a company lunch and kind of highlighting, you know, a different region or country. This week it was Vietnam. And this, our coworker brought in Vietnamese beef stew. And oh my gosh, it was delicious. It was a little spicy. The meat was so tender. I'm talking like literally melting in your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. And they serve it with like baguettes, like the same kind of bread that they put on their like Vietnamese sandwiches, their banh mi's.
Okay.
And you use that for like dipping. So you get all the juice and everything. Oh, there's carrots, onions, and you put a little like basil and stuff on top. It was delicious. Okay.
Would this be the buko? Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know how you say it, but yes.
I think
because I put like a little excerpt in there about it. So here's what I learned.
Looks amazing.
So like Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand, and I could be wrong, you know, as you could tell, I'm not very confident in this, but at some point the French did kind of try to colonize them and take over. So that's why they have a lot of kind of like French inspired foods. So like this beef stew, Vietnamese beef stew, was first like introduced by them, and they kind of put their own little like flair on it. And which is why they have a lot of like baguettes too. Like if you notice, that's a pretty like big staple. So I was like, that's interesting. And it also like makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense, right? But yeah, so they also had this mango salad, which I didn't know that I needed in my life. It was delicious. And there was tofu in it. It was kind of like, imagine like how you know how in Spanish culture, or Mexican culture, they put a lot of like tahini on their fruit. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that, but with like a Vietnamese kind of like seasoning. I don't know, but it was delicious. So we were all very happy. Next week we're having food from Laos. So I'm excited to see what that looks like and what that brings. Everyone's excited. So I'll let you guys know what that looks like. But that was, but that's pretty much it. You know, I've been feeling pretty good. I've been really happy that I like this company that I work with too. I like that they're doing this. You know, everyone feels pretty included and pretty happy there. So the morale is very high.
Food always makes the morale really high.
Seriously.
But now that we are done with our weekly recaps, here's what else you can expect from our show. We are going to do an icebreaker. We are going to attempt heads up via Zoom. So this should be fun. We've practiced, but you know, ish happens. And then we're going to get into our review of the week. I had to stop myself there.
You're like, oh.
We're going to get into our review of the week. So we're going to talk to you guys about the shows that we've been watching. Again, I'm going to skip a Black Lady sketch show because I didn't watch this this week's, but that's okay because now I'm going to have two to watch. And then we're going to get into our hot topic and talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. In case you didn't know, May is Mental Health Awareness, and everyone should be aware of their mental health.
I mean,
it's important.
Yes.
Not to laugh, but but before we get into our icebreaker, we always want to remind you guys that we have ad space available for small business owners, creatives, and entrepreneurs. We have 30 and 45 second ad space available, no matter the occasion, service, product, we've got a slot for you. So if you're interested in that, please email us at thewayjt@gmail.com, or you can DM us on Instagram at thewayjazzante.
Additionally, y'all, don't forget to follow us on IG at The Way Jazz and Tay. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and to the show on Apple Podcasts. Your support means everything to us, and we appreciate the love. Now that we've gotten our formalities out of the way, let's get into our icebreaker. Okay, not gonna lie, I kind of like rolled away a little bit. I don't know if you guys saw that, but I was like, let's get into it. And then my seat just slowly started backing up. I was like, whoa.
Like pulling let's yourself back it. Across, like, oh,
yeah, I'm back over this week. And that's my cue to exit. All right, so Tay, do you want to do the first round, or I can do the first round? I've already got myself blocked out on my end because I was just trying to be proactive.
Oh yeah, go ahead then. If you're already
yeah. Okay. So you guys, we are doing heads up like Shantae said, but the category that we've decided to do is Hey Mr. DJ. So I'll read you guys what it says. get your teammate to guess the song on the card without using any lyrics, only humming. We're not doing that.
Oh, oh, why not?
Oh, no, no, no.
Come
no.
on.
Can we do the other music one?
What's the other music one?
Okay, let's do Hey Mr. DJ.
We'll do it, but I might have to do some lyrics. I'm just going to say.
I might do lyrics as well.
I don't know that I can guarantee just humming.
It says for an extra challenge, try whistling. I can't even whistle.
Right, I can barely whistle. It's a really quiet. It's a really quiet whistle.
Same.
Okay, so let me know that you can see it.
I can see it.
Okay, perfect. Let's go.
Da na na na.
Can't touch this.
Yes.
Yes.
Dun 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 dun.
Umbrella.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really know this song. Skip it. I just know.
Okay.
Skip it.
Ooh.
Oh,
this is a good song. Oh, you would love this. I think you like this song.
Skip okay. it. Darn it. You're killing me. Oh, it's the Circle of Life.
Yep.
Ooh, right there.
Yeah.
I heard it's the path of winding. Oh, I gotta stay high all the time.
Yes, but I couldn't remember. Yeah, I was like, I can't remember how it went.
Oh, that was good.
That was hard.
Yo, this, I know, I'm nervous.
And like, I knew most of the songs, so that was nice. But I was like, how do I?
First of all, just hum these?
Oh. Like, Black Beatles, like, it's like.
I hear it now. I hear it now, though.
Yeah.
You weren't too far off. All right.
I didn't even try that one, I don't think.
You're like, nope, next.
Okay, it is my turn. Ooh, yes. I'm nervous.
Don't be. I guarantee you I'm going to get you at least like 4. My goal is to get you at least like 4.
Can you see it?
No. Put it down a little bit. There you go. Oh, skip it. I don't know that. Oh.
At last. Something by Kanye West. Oh, it's Eminem. Last Chance. Is it Last Chance?
You're so close. No, you're
you don't get your chance because opportunity come one in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime.
No.
I don't actually know the. Okay, I don't know what the song is.
I'll give you credit. That's close enough.
Skip it. I don't know this one.
Oh.
Sorry. One too. Sorry. Oh. Oh. Skip it. skip it. I got you, too.
Oh, come on. You got to get that. I'm giving you credit for at least humming that one. That's 2, but still.
I am.
That was good.
You could have done My Heart Will Go On. Near, far, wherever you
are. Is that that song?
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't 100% sure that was that song, and I didn't want to start singing it. You're right. I could have.
Mm-hmm. That's like the only, I'm gonna be honest, the only song I know.
Yo, that was really difficult. Did you hear the Stand By Me? I thought that was pretty good. Do you know that song?
Like Stand By Me When You're Not Strong?
With Ben E. King?
So darling, stand by me. Whoa. Did you hear it though?
I didn't hear it.
Darn it.
I didn't know what it was.
I did. That's why I gave at least some credit.
Okay, so here, I say for this next round, we nix that because ew. That was horrible.
Oh, the Eminem song was Lose Yourself, by the way, because I know you were searching for that
one.
Yes,
you were so close. Because, I was like,
yeah.
He only says it at the beginning where he's like, you better lose yourself in the music, the moment.
And you own it.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to do, we can keep it on with music and we could do finish the lyric or we could do karaoke night.
Real quick, I only have like the starter pack, so.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. How about you tell me?
We could do like superstars or blockbuster movies.
Ooh, blockbuster movies.
Let's do that. Are you ready, Shantae?
Yes, yeah. Do you have yourself you off?
Yes, I've had it off. Because I'm usually the one to mess it up.
Raise it up a little bit. This has Liam Neeson, and there's like three of them.
Taken.
Yes.
Let's go.
This kid can see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Yes. this has the evil guy that ends up adopting three little girls, and what? Remember the little one is like, it's fluffy.
A series of unfortunate events. Oh, Incredible Me.
No.
Incredible You.
It's when you're really bad. You're good. No,
evil.
When you're really bad.
Evil.
You're just downright
dirty. Evil.
Okay,
mean.
Skip it. The Minions are in it. It's despicable. This has Mel Gibson in it, and he has like a mullet, and he rides.
Braveheart.
Yes. this has Sandra Bullock and somebody McCarthy. I forget her name. And they're yes. And this is a scary movie, and bad.
and bad about Black Sheep.
That was the silence of the lambs. I had 2 seconds.
You really did start betting. Take it.
Well
okay,
done.
That was funny.
That was good.
Was funny.
It's a horror movie, and bad.
No, that was not bad. Why could I not think of Despicable Me? I'm so upset.
Yeah, girl, I gave you a good.
You like, did. No, you did. There was no
like
excuse.
You're just downright evil.
I'm like,
That's going to be a sound clip. Well done. So okay. Is that 4 or 5?
She got 4.
Okay.
Okay. Here it goes, Jasmine. Are you ready?
Yep, we're going to see how ready I am.
Okay, can it stop asking me if I want to turn on instant replays? Like, I don't care. Okay. Can you see it?
Yeah. Okay. Let's go. Oh, when you are a celebrity, you have this.
Fame?
Yes. Oh, it's okay.
Oops.
Here I go again. Bye-bye. How can I
Mama
resist
Mia.
You? Yep, go down. Oh, he created like Apple and iPhone and all that, and he's dead now.
Steve Jobs.
Yes.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Oh, I don't know what this is.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, wait. I could have described it.
Yep.
Skip it.
That one too?
Ah!
There it is.
Oh, it's a movie about a mouse, and he's a little white mouse, and he gets adopted by these by the humans. Yes. Oh, it's a movie about Peter Pan, and he's missing a hand.
A hook.
Pirates, yes. Oh, skip it. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio is in it, in the airplanes.
Oh, The Aviator.
Oh, no.
That's a good guess, though.
Catch me if, yeah, I was thinking Catch Me If You Can. I just forgot because he only had that occupation very briefly. He was over here doing the most.
I am weak.
Okay, how many did you get?
4.
Oh, man.
Is that a tie?
I think so.
So do we have
man.
To have a tiebreaker?
No, it's okay.
I mean, how many? So excited. No, it's okay.
Two.
And I got 1.
I don't remember, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I only got 1 on the
I gave you two.
The DJ one.
Yeah.
That one was very difficult. I don't recommend that one for other people playing. Just a heads up. Not the way for your Jasmine's take.
I do like the karaoke one. I wish it were that one, or like the one where you could sing the lyrics, because that makes it so much easier.
Easier. But then it's hard to not sing the lyrics that are on the screen.
On the screen.
That's right. All you want to sing.
And that's all you can literally think of. I'm like, I don't know any other words in the song. Okay, well, that was a lot of fun, you guys. We're going to leave it at a tiebreaker, and maybe we'll just, you know, rock, paper, scissors and see who wins that. No, we can't play that either because we generally...
Because we do the same thing!
Every time. But we're going to go ahead and jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break before our review of the week. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
What up, is the guy that never lies, I have to say so.
You better dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the Fuck Outta Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the out of here. Yeah, I said it, the out of here, no matter what.
And so tune in every Monday for new episodes
on YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. The nicotine in e-cigarettes is addictive and can harm brain development. That's why I worry about teens who try e-cigarettes. Many young people use pod-based e-cigarettes like Juul, which have high levels of nicotine. And because teens' brains are still developing, they can quickly become addicted. The tobacco industry uses fruit and candy flavors to attract young people, often turning them into lifelong users. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Looking for a new way to start your mornings with current events and trending topics?
Hey y'all, it's your girls Jasmine
and Shantae from The Way with Jazz and Tay, your new favorite weekly morning show.
Catch us every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
where we'll be bringing you fun icebreakers to kick off your morning,
reviews to inform your day, and all the new music. Again, catch us, your new favorite duo, Jasmine and Shantae, every Thursday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Keep up with us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
See you on Thursday.
It's time that you are heard, and I don't mean in just a conversation. I mean really heard. Imagine hosting your very own radio program on Alternative Talk 1150. Talk about being heard. Call 425-653-1150 right now to learn how affordable it can be to host your own radio show. Time slots are going fast, so take hold of this chance by dialing 425-653-1150. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we played a pretty fun round of heads up. I almost said icebreaker. That was what's going on. We played Hey, Mr. DJ, which I said I do not recommend. You guys can make your own decisions about that,
right?
But the blockbuster movie one was much better, and I feel like more fun in our opinion, so
absolutely
definitely play that. I don't know if we told you guys before, but there was a time a couple months ago when Heads Up actually reached out to us to put one of our clips on their Instagram page because, yeah, I don't know if we told you guys.
What?
I know, Benny.
It was an Accents and Impressions.
Sweet.
Yes, and it was just, you know, I gave one like clue and it was pretty funny. Everyone just started laughing, so we couldn't even like finish the round, and they liked it, and so they reposted it. Yeah, so for those of you guys that don't know, we do this, okay? We do Heads Up.
Hey, Heads Up, what's right? Up?
I know, right? Sponsor.
Come on, Silence of the Lambs. Make the cut.
You feel me?
Make the cut. Come on.
But now we're actually going to get into our reviews of the week. Really quickly, I didn't put this one in there for me, but we are still doing TV reviews and shows that we've been watching. I have one that I want to add in here super last minute that is not show related. So I'm going to go first, get that out of the way. Is that okay, Tay?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So Latia came home the other day from this grocery store up the street, which I'm learning is like an international grocery store, and I love it. It is so fun going in there because they have everything, all right? She comes home with canned boba tea, like bubble tea. And it has tapioca in it. Yes. Okay. Shantae's face is like, nope, I'm not doing it.
I don't like
boba. You're not a fan
I
of
don't
that?
Like boba.
So here's the thing. We didn't know what to expect going into it. And so she uncans it. And I'm like, is there actually going to be tapioca in it? You know, I'm like, in the can. And so as she's pouring it out, I don't see anything. But then as she gets to the bottom of it, they all just kind of start like plopping out. Like, oh my God, it's here. So we tried it. And my overall review is that the flavor of the bubble tea is great. It's delicious. Like, I definitely recommend that. The tapioca tastes like tapioca. Like, it tastes just like any other boba tea that you get. The only thing that I will say is that the consistency is a little bit different. And I mean, I think that's probably just because of the fact that it's probably sitting in the tea for longer than when we get it fresh. So it's not like as chewy of a consistency as you would normally get with tapioca. So it's a lot easier to chew.
Oh my gosh.
So
I'm not into it.
I know your face this whole time.
The tapioca alone is enough for me to be like, nope.
So the store that we found it at is the SARS over here in Tukwila, for those of you guys that might be local. And they've got a few different flavors. They've got black tea, they've got green tea, they have Thai tea, which is a fave for me. That's what I got. I think they've got a couple other flavors too, but I didn't check them out because I don't think I would like them. but yeah, check them out if you guys want. I personally am a huge fan. Like, I would love to just have tapioca and bubble tea on deck. So this is a good way to do that. Now jumping into my TV review. I don't remember the last time I updated you guys on the show Cruel Summer. Was it just last week? I don't even know. Was it just last week? Okay. I feel like so much time has passed by. But I didn't catch the last, I was two episodes behind. So I've got a lot to update you guys on. Again, the show that I've been watching is Cruel Summer. It's on Freeform and it's on Hulu. It airs Tuesday nights, or you can watch it on Hulu anytime after that. But things are just getting crazier and crazier. So again, the basis is about, you know, these two high school girls in the 90s who get caught up in this scandal after one girl has gotten kidnapped. Okay. And the girl that got kidnapped is like this, you know, all American popular kind of girl. And the other girl, is, you know, not so popular, but after homegirl gets kidnapped, she kind of becomes the popular girl and glows, has a little like glow up. And so there's this scandal because the kidnapped girl comes back. Her name is Kate, and she's alive and well. Yeah, everyone thinks that she's dead because she's been gone for so long. She's alive and well. And there's this like theory or rumor that the other girl, whose name is Jeanette, knew where this girl was being kept. And that, you know, this whole entire time that she's been kidnapped, I guess had like seen her at some point and knew where she's being kept. So, and again, this is all like hearsay. It's all speculation and it's all like allegations. So we don't, who knows if it actually is true or not, you know, and that's kind of where we're at. They're giving us little nuggets at a time of this big puzzle piece to kind of like put it together. And what I really like about it is that they're really allowing you to form your own opinions. You know, like, yes, they're doing a very good job at giving you the personality and like background of the one main girl, the girl who had been kidnapped, and then the other girl who was being made out to be like the villain. Okay. So I really appreciate that because I feel like a lot in TV shows, there's an obvious good girl and like bad girl. And then this one, you're kind of like, oh, I don't really know what to believe. Like, I sympathize with her because of A, B, and C, but I also sympathize with her because of these other things. And it's really cool that they're kind of like pulling us back and forth. And the other thing that they do, which I think is really unique about a TV show, and they're doing it very well, is they're taking us between three different timelines. So over the course of 3 years. And it's very obvious when we're switching back and forth between so it's very like clear when you're in 1 year and what to follow, you know. It's not a lot of room for confusion. So I really appreciate that. It's very easy to watch because of that. And it keep, and it's easier for you to be more involved in the show because you're not having to try to remember and what's going on. What year is this? I don't remember. Like, yeah. So I would definitely recommend checking it out. Again, I don't know how many episodes they're going to be, but right now they're in a very strange place where they're kind of leading. We're in the last episode that I watched. They're showing us leading up to right before the girl gets kidnapped. Okay. And so, yeah, exactly. So we're right now in the past.
Okay.
rather than like in the present time.
Where did it start? So, it started in the present?
It started in, oh, sorry. So it's actually just three consecutive years, 1993, 1994, and 1995. Okay. But present time would lead you to believe it's 1995. If that makes sense. That's like what's happening actively. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would check it out, and it's a really easy watch. It really is. And it sounds, I don't know if I said this last week, you think it's corny because it's like a high school kind of like teenager thing. I would say this is for anybody. It could really be for anybody. Yeah.
I like
All right.
That.
Yeah. Tay, talk to me about them because I read your description and it's got me really nervous. I don't know if I want to watch it.
So I have been continuing to watch the show Them on Amazon Prime. I think there's a total of 10 episodes. And at this point, I think I'm on episode 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I can only watch this show in like 2 episode spans or like 1, to be honest, mm-hmm. because there is a lot going on, A, that we don't understand. And B, there's just a lot of like racism and violence. Ugh. Towards like black people, and it's kind of hard to watch. It's very, yeah. very hard to watch. And so in this most recent episode, I may have to spoil a little bit. I'll try not to, but the way that they're doing it is they are doing flashbacks. Mm-hmm. So this family, they moved to East Compton, and the way the first episode started off, they weren't in East Compton, or they were in like, I don't even really know, the country. Like they were living in this big house in the country. They had a lot of land, you know, and at one point they had a son, a newborn son. He was probably like maybe a year, maybe less than a year old. Well, when we go to the future in Compton, there is no son. So up to this point, we know something happened to the baby, right? Mm-hmm. And the way the first episode starts off, this the mom was at home with the baby, and this older white lady comes up and is just being weird. Like, she's just being really, really, like, I was like, I have bad vibes, and I don't like anything that's about to happen here. She walks up, starts singing this weird song, and the mom's like, can you leave? Like, you can go now. And the lady's like, here's the baby, and it's like, ooh, can I have your baby? Can I have your baby? Like, keep saying, can I have your baby? And I was like, go in the house and lock every door.
Yeah.
And so, like, then they cut it. And that's when we go, and they're driving and moving into their new home in Compton. And I'm like, well, what happened? And
I feel like somebody tried to steal their baby.
Up to this point, we have not known. And, like, the mom in Compton, she's been very, she's been very off.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like, we know something bad happened in that scene, but they did not show us. They've just been showing us what's going on in Compton, which everything that's going on in Compton is pretty terrible on top of whatever they went through in South Carolina at their old place. Okay. So the most recent episode I watched, they finally showed us what happened. And I was like, I could have lived 1,000,005 lives without this thing.
Oh, no.
They could have just told us. They could have had her go to therapy and explain it that way. But I didn't need the visual.
Oh, no.
It's pretty. I want to know who wrote this.
Because
where
watch
is your
it.
Mind and why?
I want to watch it.
But yeah, it's hard. It's very hard to watch. And again, like I said, I could have lived many lives without. I don't like watching harming of children on television. So that was really hard to watch. And it was extremely unnecessary, but I understand that it's for the plot line. Outside of that, everyone thinks the mom is going crazy. And honestly, she's making me as the watcher feel like I'm also going crazy, because in a lot of the scenes where it's just her by herself, she sees stuff or like hallucinates.
And then we'll be like running, she'll go and run and tell her husband, like, you know, I saw this crazy thing. And then her husband goes to see or like is there and nothing, everything's normal. And so I'm like, is this stuff actually happening or is it all part of her like psyche or like do they have some sort of curse put on them? Like, I don't know what's actually happening and it's kind of mind bending. So definitely check it out.
You want to know what I just found out, Tay?
What?
Lena Waithe is one of the writers for them. Yeah.
Of course.
Doesn't that make sense suddenly?
Yeah. I was like,
so
I could.
Dark.
Yeah, I could see. Is it Michael Key? No.
Oh, Peele. No.
I could see him. Like, it's giving Peele. Very, like, Us and very Get Out vibes.
Yeah.
It's just really dark. Ugh. So. I say all of that to say it is good though. Definitely check it out if you have the mental capacity for it. But just know it's pretty dark.
I can imagine. It sounds like it. I'm really nervous. Okay. This is one of those that I need to like sit down and be ready for, like ready to consume what's going to come at me.
Yeah. It's pretty, I mean, yeah, it's honestly, I'll just say for like Black people, it's going to be hard to watch because a lot of the stuff is just downright crazy and there's a lot of racism going on for no reason. But then I'm gonna go to another dark television show. As I told you guys last week, Handmaid's Tale. Yes. It's gonna get a little, I can't even say the Handmaids is less dark than them. I would say that no. They are right
there. They're just on different levels, you know. Yeah. They're just
One's racism and the other is sexism and human traffic. I don't even really know how you sum up Handmaids, but it is on Hulu. It came back last week. They are putting out 3 episodes a week. So I watched all 3 in one setting while taking my hair out on Sunday. And you guys, if you're watching this, we are on season 4, and I think this is the final season.
It has to be
some stuff to start going right, okay? Because we have gone 4 seasons of June, who is the main character. She's also known as Odd Joseph, of Joseph. All the women in the show are of, and then whoever owns them, their name. Yes.
Ew.
So she was of Fred, and now she's of Joseph.
I remember hearing that. I remember hearing of Fred before. Okay. Yes. That makes sense.
And now I don't know what they call her because nobody owns her, but I'm calling her June because that's her name. June has had so many opportunities to get out of this place, you guys. And she's still there somehow. And things just keep getting worse because she's rebelling against this new nation called Gilead, okay? And so essentially what Gilead is the new America. Think if, and you know, I'm just going to have to be real with y'all. Think if Donald Trump, like the Trump party, got their way and were able to just kind of like rework how we saw America. And we were, you know, living off of a very strict Christian values and women were property. And the only women that had some form of power were these commanders' wives. It's a hot mess. Okay.
It
so this is the
like
new
it.
America.
I don't
and
want it.
It's awful. It's awful. She has had ample chances to get out of this place, but she's been rebelling against Gilead as a handmaid. So now another part is that fertility rate is low in America. So what they're doing is they took all the women who already had kids and kidnapped them and basically broke them down to make them handmaids. So
this is definitely human trafficking.
It's human trafficking, yes. And they are giving them to these commanders and their wives so that they can give them babies. You guys, the show is insane. She has completely dismantled everything. Her first commander of Fred is basically like the head guy. She has them locked up, like somehow.
Oh, good.
Well, somehow she got the wife to kind of like see the light. So the wife is named Serena. She's awful.
And like, honestly, like, she's so unfeminist. It's crazy. It's so hard to watch, you guys, because there's so many women that are like also forcing this on these other women. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you like this? Yeah. Anyway, they're locked up somewhere in Canada, but they're probably not going to do any time. So as soon as they get out of jail, they're ready to kill June.
They're coming for blood.
And then the lady who like trains all the handmaids, she got in trouble because the handmaids rebelled because of June. And so she's like, I'm going to kill June. Everybody wants to kill June. And all I'm saying is that, June, you need to find your way to Canada ASAP.
Is Canada a safe zone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So if they can make it to Canada, they have asylum.
So this is just happening in America, in the United States?
America. Yes, in the U.S.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, supposedly they're in, like, Boston right now.
So here's what I'm going to do, Tay. I'm getting my dual citizenship ASAP, and I'm just going to try to take as many people with me as I can. Yeah. Shouts out to, you know.
Girl, Handmaids is never going to happen here. And it better never happen.
You don't know that because we said Trump was not going to become president, and then look what happened.
Wow. Shots fired.
I'm dead.
I just feel like it's
a little bit. Yeah. America could never. I don't think America would ever do that. We would do a lot of things, but that
is a lot. Yeah. Like, So anyways, definitely check out Handmaids. If you've not started it, start from season one. It is really good. But again, it's another one that is really hard to watch because there is sensitive content everywhere. Okay.
You and Saba both are constantly telling me to start this show. And I think I just might need to.
Yeah. Like, why have you not done that yet?
I have nothing but excuses. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. I've got nothing but excuses. So.
Okay, so we have talked at length about our reviews. We're going to go ahead and jump into another quick break so that we can get into mental health awareness. Stay tuned. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
What up, what up? It's the guy that never lies, as I have to say so.
Your bearded dad, DJ True.
And let me tell y'all about the Fuck Outta Here podcast, where we talk about current topics, interview everybody from any field or profession.
And let me tell you about our segment. Every week, we get somebody the out of here. Yeah, I said it. The out of here, no matter what.
Man, so tune in every Monday for new episodes.
On YouTube and whatever streaming platform you listen to your podcast on.
Let's get it.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey, welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we went into a in-depth review of Them, which you can watch on Amazon Prime, Cruel Summer, which is on Freeform and Hulu, as well as Handmaid's Tale, which is available on Hulu. All of them, we highly recommend checking them out, but also just make sure that you are in a headspace in which you can watch something like that.
Yes.
Now we're going to go ahead and get into our hot topic, which is mental health awareness. As you guys know, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Shantae and I both have, you know, the last couple of years really been trying to take a hold and control of our mental health, or understand, you know, why we tick the way that we do. And this is really important to us. So of course we wanted to highlight that. All month we will be interviewing people and having this as a topic. So, to jump into things here, we are going to talk about what we've been doing to help our mental health and what ways we've seen improvements. Tay, do you want to go ahead and jump into that first?
Sure. So I think last year, like maybe even for my resolutions. I said that I wanted to start therapy, and I've actually been going to therapy now for like a full year, doing bi-weekly therapy sessions. And I have a Black lady therapist, and things are great. I just really am an advocate for therapy, and I think that anyone who has anything negative to say about it should just keep their mouth shut, because I think it's so important. I think everyone should have access and should, if they can, go to therapy. I genuinely believe that regardless of how you feel you're doing, everyone could use therapy. We don't always talk about like hard stuff. We talk about, you know, friendships and how I communicate and relationships. Like, we talk about everything, anything that I want to talk about, we talk about. And it really helps me because it also really gives me perspective on how I'm showing up in situations.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that, because I spend a lot of time in my head just like going in circles on things, and I feel like I'm not the best communicator, and she's really helping me to do that better, you know, like say what I need. How do I help myself? Helping me help myself more, because I'm definitely like, oh, I'm just gonna fight this battle alone. Oh, I'm just gonna, you know, not say anything that's going on. And, you know, I'm not Wonder Woman and I can't take on everything. So I've definitely got to communicate and let people know what's going on with me, but just in everything, you know, I'm really, really appreciative of my time in therapy. But also journaling as well. And that's not like an everyday thing, but just like sometimes when things are heavy, you know, I'll just like write some stuff down. And I do a lot of journaling for homework for my therapy sessions as well. And honestly, just to put the stuff down on paper, like, you guys, the level of clarity that I'm getting through it is crazy. It's like, this is working? What?
Isn't that crazy how that works out?
Right. She be reading me too, and I hate that. I'm like, okay, you don't have good session. It's over. Bye.
See, but that's their job, you know. Right. She's not doing her job if that's not what it is.
Right. How about you, Jazz?
I was gonna say, you know, same. I was doing therapy for, you know, weekly with my therapist. You know, I had a lot of stuff that I needed to work out regarding my relationship with my dad, and she really helped open my eyes up in that and help me kind of get some clarity in that situation and how to move forward with that and how to heal. As well as, like you were talking about, you know, communication styles and, you know, why I tick the way that I do, and understanding, you know, that maybe I need to practice more like positive self-talk. And that is something that I'm such a positive person. Those who know me, I have so much energy and so much love to give and so much positivity to spread. But when it comes to myself, I don't think I give myself that same energy. I don't give myself that same. Yeah. So that was one thing that she really, really, really wanted me to work on. And, you know, she's given me a lot of, we call it homework, you know, stuff for me to think about, prompts and things like that. So that really helps me. I've seen so much clarity, you know, and one of my biggest takeaways is it's completely okay to disengage toxic relationships and people and situations. It's, you know, you don't owe anybody anything. Blood does not, you don't owe anyone anything just because they are your family. You need to prioritize yourself and your mental health. And that's one thing that I've, and your well-being. Yeah. I'm always doing for other people. I that's one of my faults, you know, that's something that I noticed. And, I always feel like, oh, I could be doing more. And I don't have to, and that's okay. Yeah. Right. So those are some of the two or three biggest things and takeaways for helping improve my mental health.
I think to that point, like another thing that, you know, my therapist it has really helped me to see is that, like, even with like, say like romantic relationships, A, it's okay that like somebody's a Mr. Right Now, but also like being like, you know, this isn't working for me. Like not staying around in undeserving situations. Mm-hmm. Like it's okay to bounce. And man, has she really gave me the cojones to just be like, I don't like what you're putting out there. This isn't for me. I'm not going to just try to make this work. Like not falling for potential, but like what's right there in front of you. Mm-hmm. And if it's not what you want, bouncing. I think that a lot of women our age get stuck in that. Or if we're single, like, oh, I need a man and I'm just going to try to make this work. But it's like, why?
Yeah, I agree.
But that's our show for today. We've got to get off. It's been the way all the way through.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Peace.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.